Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 5th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. One of the traditions of the Independence Day holiday in the United States is John Lothian News publishing the Declaration of Independence. We did not do that this year by email, but we did do it across social media from our 2018 publishing of the Declaration. Another tradition of the 4th of July in the U.S. is Joshua Brown, the reform broker, publishing the story of the broker who saved America. This is the story of Haim Salomon, who arranged financing to keep the Continental Army alive during its darkest days. Forget the cage match between Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter owner Elon Musk. The real fight is starting Thursday when Meta's Instagram launches its Twitter competitor called Threads. You can follow accounts that you follow on Instagram and keep the same username. You can even sign up on Apple's App Store for updates for the launch, Bloomberg reported. The July issue of the World Federation of Exchanges Focus is out. It includes WFE creates first qualification on market infrastructure for next generation of leaders. Do you know what ambergris is and where it comes from? It is referred to as floating gold and used by perfumers. It actually comes from inside sperm whales. According to The Guardian, whales eat large quantities of squid and cuttlefish, most of which cannot be digested and is vomited out. But some remains, and over the years, binds together in the whale's intestines to form ambergris. A pathologist in the Canary Islands was trying to figure out why a whale died and suspected a large ambergris stone in its intestines causing a rupture was the cause. The stone is valued at 500,000 euros or 430,000 pounds. Did it seem hot on Monday? It was only the hottest day ever, according to a Bloomberg story that said the average worldwide temperature was 17 degrees Celsius, that's 63 degrees Fahrenheit, just above the previous record of 16.9 degrees Celsius reached in August 2016, according to data from the National Centers for Environmental Prediction. A story in the lead section from the Financial Times suggests that institutions are underestimating the risks of temperature rises. That is not surprising, as it is more difficult to think straight when you have heat stroke. A CNBC story says Iceland is the number one most peaceful country in the world. It is probably because it is called Iceland and the world is so hot. Everyone is nice and cool and peaceful there. OCC announced today that the year-to-date average daily volume through June 2023 was 44.7 million contracts, up 8.7% compared to year-to-date average daily volume through June last year. The total volume was 962.6 million contracts, up 19.4% compared to June 2022. You can read more and see charts with a link in today's newsletter. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN Options. Day trader rush for options propelling unusual VIX stock swings. BlackRock launches its first buffer ETFs for stock market investors worried about a potential fall. Singapore bids LIBOR farewell with surge in SORA. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN from CNBC. as referenced earlier. Iceland is the number one most peaceful country in the world. The 2023 Global Peace Index released its annual ranking of the most peaceful countries in the world. Overall, the index found that the world is a little less safe than last year due to the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is unchanged from the 2022 survey results. While the United States ranked 131st on the list, 7 out of the top 10 most peaceful countries in the world are in Europe. My comment. I have been to Iceland once as a stopover on my way to Scotland. It was very peaceful as we missed our connection by 45 minutes due to a flight delay in Chicago and had a 12-hour layover in Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland. We flew into an airport in Keflavik, which looked like a World War II airfield. It was a very peaceful stay in Iceland in 1984. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Monday was the hottest day ever as global temperatures rise. Heat records will keep being broken as long as planet-warming emissions continue to increase. Global temperatures hit a record on Monday, underscoring the dangers of ever-increasing greenhouse gas emissions generated from burning fossil fuels. The average worldwide temperatures was 17 degrees Celsius, 63 degrees Fahrenheit, just above the previous record of 16.9 degrees Celsius reached in August 2016, according to data from the National Centers for Environmental Prediction. My comment. It was not the hottest day by me, so this can't be true, right? Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Judge curbs U.S. officials' liaisons with social media groups. Ruling claims federal government suppressed conservative speech. A U.S. judge has barred federal government officials from liaising with social media companies on removing certain communications from their platforms in a politically fraught case that addresses tensions between freedom of speech and efforts to curb online misinformation. Judge Terry Doughty in Louisiana's Western District on Tuesday handed down a preliminary injunction that blocks agencies such as the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI, as well as officials, including senior White House staff, from meeting social media companies to urge them to delete or reduce content containing protected free speech from their platforms. My comment. This is a case to pay attention to. The case is expected to be appealed. But how strange that a First Amendment case stops free speech of the government officials and who they can talk to and what they can talk about. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the Wall Street Journal's How to Retire Better from Retirees Who Learned the Hard Way. Second was the commentary and retirement announcement from Tom Griffo on his long career in the financial industry on LinkedIn. Third was supercomputer makes calculations in blink of an eye that take rivals 47 years from the Telegraph. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The lead story is from Bloomberg News. The headline, Putin casts a nuclear shadow over Ukraine. The nuclear threat is rearing its head again in Russia's war on Ukraine. Ukrainian officials are making increasingly strident warnings that Russia plans an explosion at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, possibly as a false flag operation intended to blame Kiev. Russia, which controls the plant in occupied Ukraine, dismisses the claim. The increased noise around the plant follows last month's catastrophic destruction of the giant Kakhovka Dam that was also occupied by Russia as Ukraine's counteroffensive to reclaim territory in the country's east and south was getting underway. Each blamed the other then too. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Financial Models on Climate Risk Implausible, Say Actuaries. Lack of understanding of full economic damage caused by hothouse conditions, report finds. Financial institutions often do not understand the models they were using to predict the economic cost of climate change and were underestimating the risks of temperature rises, research led by a professional body of actuaries shows. Many of the results emerging from the models were implausible, with a serious disconnect between climate scientists, economists, the people building the models, and the financial institutions using them. A report by the Institute and Faculty of Actuaries and the University of Exeter finds. Here's a story from Reuters, the headline. Britain to set up real-time bond and stock trading record. Britain's financial watchdog proposed a real-time record of bond and stock prices on Wednesday to help investors spot the best deals and improve the capital market's attraction. It is the latest in a welter of reforms, many contained in a new law approved last week, to bolster the City of London as a global financial center, particularly after being largely cut off from the European Union due to Brexit. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.